Welcome to the Cal Talks podcast series. I'm Kelly Kluke from the studios of Coyote Radio and Advertising in the College of Arts and Letters on the campus of California State University, San Bernardino. We are a dynamic and caring community of students, faculty, and staff members united by a passion for the arts and humanities. Our college inspires students and prepares them for the rapidly changing cultural and employment environment of the 21st century. Our classes are taught by faculty who are experts in their fields, providing students with tools for success in a world that values written and oral communication skills, analysis, critical thinking, and creativity. Let's get started. Thanks for coming back. I'm Kelly Kluke with Coyote Radio and Advertising. We're chatting this time with Izzy Wasserstein, MFA English Department in the College of Arts and Letters, and welcome.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
And you're one of our new professors.
That's correct. Yeah, just this year.
Let's get started a little bit for your background. Where did you grow up? Where are you from?
I grew up in Topeka, Kansas, which is the capital of Kansas, about an hour from Kansas City. And it's not a super exciting town, but, you know, we're all from somewhere.
Now, Izzy, did you go straight from high school to college?
I did, yeah. I had the opportunity to take some college classes while I was finishing up my high school degree, and I really enjoyed them and was very excited to be like, okay, let's see what this college thing is all about.
So go ahead and describe for us your educational path.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. So I attended Washburn University for my undergrad, which is in Topeka. It was my hometown school. My dad worked there, so I could go there inexpensively, which was a huge benefit, of course. And then I did my graduate work, my MFA, at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, which is a great school, and I love Albuquerque, loved being there, would have stayed forever if there was more jobs to be had, I think. You know, it was a really good experience. And after grad school, much to my surprise, there was an open position at Washburn, so I ended up back at my undergrad, and that's where I was until I came here.
Now, when was it that you knew you wanted to study and teach English?
Yeah, I think I kind of knew very early on, like as a kid, and then went some other paths, but then came back to English. Yeah, so when I first got to college, I spent time as a computer science major because I thought, well, I like computers. And what I found was I like computers, but I don't like programming on a deadline. And so I tried some other things, but the classes that I took that I liked the best were the English classes. And I'd always been a big reader. And at some point, I just realized that, like, if I do this right, maybe I can make this my whole life. Maybe this thing of reading and talking with people and thinking about what makes language work and what makes stories work, maybe that can be my life. And so, you know, I think by the time I was a sophomore, I was already headed down that path and I knew it's what I wanted.
What led you to Cal State San Bernardino? What was the process? How did you find out about the job?
Well, I had been looking for places that had jobs that suited my skills and that I thought I would be a good fit for. And actually, I had interviewed here 3 years ago. So I had been a finalist for a position in 2020, just before the world ended. Yeah, it was
so true.
It was wild, right? Like I came back, and within like 2 weeks from getting back home, everything had locked down, and I had been so impressed here. I had been really impressed with the faculty and staff that I met, but I was most delighted by the students who are amazing and really made me feel welcomed. And, you know, it's a tough thing for students to have someone they don't know early in the semester come into their class and like lead the class, right? Who's not their teacher. And they were just so welcoming and so excited to take opportunities to learn. And I had a really positive experience. And so when another position opened, I was very eager to apply and was just so glad that it worked out and just could not be more excited to be here.
Next up, in your broad knowledge of your field, what would you say is your personal favorite area?
You know, that is a great question. And as people often mean when they say that's a great question. That means that's a question that's hard for me to answer because there are a lot of possible answers. But, you know, I love science fiction. I love reading it. I love talking about it. I love writing it. And I especially love thinking about the ways that science fiction at a really fundamental level is often about the social and political issues that we're facing as a society, as a species, as a planet. And so anytime I get to talk about that stuff and engage with sort of, well, what does thinking about the future do to help us think about the present? That just is a never-ending source of delight for me.
It's all-consuming right there. It is, because it's the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the ways to think about the big picture that are manageable, I think, are really valuable because so often the big picture is overwhelming. And if you're like, well, if we can think about how we use stories to think about these questions, that's maybe more manageable.
On the same note, sort of, what is your favorite English course that you've taught or you've been involved with that still to this day you think about?
If you asked me this question tomorrow, I might have a different answer because like my list of favorite movies, my answer changes, right? But I have had a particular delight in getting to teach classes, upper division classes, about writing of speculative fiction, which, you know, science fiction, fantasy, supernatural horror, that kind of thing. And the combination of getting to work with students who are, you know, have self-selected into this thing that they're interested in, and that we just get to take a deep dive into, like, how does this work? How is it similar to other kinds of writing? How is it different? It's always a lot of fun. I always come out of it feeling like I have learned really cool things from students, which is one of my favorite experiences as a teacher, is like that moment in a class where a student says something and I'm like, oh, I never thought of it that way before, but that is wonderful. That is amazing. And so, yeah, that class always brings me a ton of joy.
Say, in your first class, on your first day, what would be your opening paragraph for this course?
I think my opening paragraph would be that if this is something that you are interested in as a student, or may just even think you might be interested in, that it is a skill set that you can absolutely learn, that you can take deep dives into what other writers are doing and shape your own craft that way. And can it come out of that class prepared to follow your interests? And whether that means someday writing a novel and publishing it, or, you know, writing fanfic in your free time, or whatever that looks like for you, I think there's a wide range of opportunities from the personal to the professional there that anyone with interest can explore.
Tell us about your interests and experience or experiences with queer fictions and responses to authoritarianism and climate disasters.
Yeah, I'd love to. So these are closely related to what we've been talking about speculative fiction, right? Is that, you know, so I am a queer and trans woman. And obviously that, you know, being a trans person is a very politicized thing to be right now. You know, even though I don't know any trans people who, like, that's what they love, is having our identities be politicized. But it certainly is, right? And so you take things like that. You take things like how marginalized people are always the first ones brought under threat from authoritarianism. And then just like the fact of climate change and the pressure that it's putting on the world, right? And so, like, those things are things that are in the atmosphere that we breathe, right? In the case of climate change, sometimes literally, right? I'm thinking about, you know, how often the summers in the West are about dealing with particulates from smoke and everything. Or last summer, I was in New York City when that fire in Canada, you may have seen the photos of, like, you couldn't see across the city, right? It was just like this yellow. And so I guess, you know, where I come from here is that if speculative fiction is a tool for helping us to think about what the world is, what it could be, what we could dream it to be, or what we might want to avoid it becoming, right? Like, those things are tied up in it. So it's not that I'm never like, well, let me just write something that's just like fun and lighthearted and all of those things. But at some really fundamental level, it's like, well, how do I not? Is there a way to write about the future that isn't about climate change? Is there a way to write about the future that doesn't think about what do we do about this increasing authoritarianism that we're seeing across the globe? And maybe there is, but not for me, right? For me, those things are sort of fundamental to what I'm thinking about and what I want to write about and what I want to talk with other faculty and with students and with community members about.
Goes way beyond English. You're talking about the whole and encompassing everything that affects everybody.
Yes. And that's, you know, one of the things I love about creative writing is that by its very nature, it's interdisciplinary, right? Like you're talking about people, you're talking about places, you're talking about social ideas and politics, and all of those things are tied up in any story that we tell about ourselves, right? So, you know, if you bring in knowledge from your philosophy classes or your psychology or sociology classes, if you know something about the way business works or the way visual art works or anything, right, that is information that you can bring to enrich your storytelling. And so I really think that one of the joys of being a creative writer and teaching creative writing is like, yeah, whatever you know, whatever you're interested in, you can bring that to your stories.
Do you like about living and working in the Inland Empire?
Oh, a lot. So I love the Southwest. I've known for a very long time that I'd want to get back here if I could. You know, obviously, Inland Empire is not really the same kind of desert as Albuquerque is, but
it's the desert.
It is the desert. And, you know, every morning and every evening when I walk my dog, right, I look up at the mountains and I think, you know, there's a lot of joy to be had in waking up to the mountains, I think. Plus lots of really good food. People here are really nice. Like, I don't know if this is an Inland Empire thing or a CSUSB thing, but like literally on my first day of classes, students who were not in my classes, who had never seen me before, were passing me in the hallway and just asking me how my day was going. You know, it's just a lovely energy, and it just feels really wonderful to be here and to be part of this community. The first things I realized here was that there was some real snobbishness from people closer to the coast about the Inland Empire. And, you know, I think that's ridiculous. I think there's a lot to love here. It's also, you know, certainly more affordable than if you're living closer to LA. And also, you know, I just think, you know, it's kind of a weird dynamic to have people like just sort of dismissing a whole geographical region.
Let's move on to some more of the personal questions. I like this. What are some of your outside hobbies?
So I am, as everyone who knows me knows, a huge nerd. And so my hobbies are nerdy hobbies for the most part. I play video games. I love tabletop role-playing games. I'll talk about those with people way more than is healthy, probably. I like a good scary movie. I like sports, which might be my least nerdy of interests. And of course, like anybody who's an English professor, right? I like to read as well. So
on movies and scary drama comedy, have you seen The Blackening?
I have not yet. I want to.
I know nothing about this movie. We went and saw it, and it's a drama comedy, and the comedy is stellar, but the horror part of it is as well. So it was Blackening. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to check it out. That is a really hard line to walk, but it's really exciting when a film can do it, right?
Moving on to everybody's favorite food. What's your favorite food and why?
So my favorite food, I think if I had to pick, is a New Mexico-style breakfast burrito with green chili and eggs and cheese and hash browns. And if you're a meat eater, some meat. And if you're not, it's great just with that. They are delicious. And I have never once in my life been anywhere near New Mexico where I didn't go out of my way to get one. It's a little different. And, you know, I like any kind of breakfast burrito, but there's just something really special about that particular one for me. So
yum. What do you want your students to take away with them after spending time in one of your classes?
I just love this question so much. I think for me, one of the biggest things I want students to take away is that there are these conversations that are going on in their classes, in their majors, in their communities, with their friends, right? And conversations in the stories they're reading, in the TV shows and movies they're watching, in and about these things, and that they can enter those conversations. They have things that they can say, they have things that are worth being heard, and that together we can work on how do you become part of this dialogue? How can you be not just someone who's partaking of these things, which is great, but also somebody who is actively contributing to them? And I think that's one of the joys of higher education, of college, is going from someone who is new to a subject and just beginning to learn about it to someone who can confidently take a role in that and use it in their life and their career or their hobbies or wherever they want it. And so that to me is always one of the big things. It's like, if you come away feeling like you can join in this conversation, then I am going to be really happy.
Can you name for us three of your favorite books? Because you said you love to read and we talked about books and I didn't ask. I'd love to know. Three or more. What are your favorite books?
Yeah. So this is one of those things that's a great and dangerous question to ask an English professor, right? Because that list is potentially huge, right? But let's see, a few of my favorites. So N.K. Jemisin's Broken Earth trilogy, the first one of which is The Fifth Season, is just an amazing accomplishment. It's very well respected among people who read like science fiction and fantasy, but I still think there's a lot of people who've not encountered it, and it's really worth your time. It's a really gorgeous, complex, layered series. I'm also a big fan of Ursula K. Le Guin's, and I guess I'll mention two novels there because I don't know which one to pick. The novel The Dispossessed, which is about an anarchist community on a moon, and one of the members of that community goes back to the world they left behind. It's a really powerful and strange story. And another story in that same – another book in that same series, The Left Hand of Darkness, which is about a world that – where it's basically almost always winter and where their conception of gender is radically different from our own and where for various complicated reasons they've never had a war. And Le Guin's thinking through all of these things in a really interesting way. And then now I'm going to struggle because it's like, well, where would I go next? There's a lot of possibilities here. I guess I'll just say ones that I've been reading recently since I mentioned my love of scary movies. Stephen Graham Jones has a series, the first of which is called My Heart is a Chainsaw. And it's about a teenage girl who loves scary movies and starts to suspect that maybe in her town a very real scary movie-like thing is playing out. It's a very intense book. It's a difficult read, but also really sharp and engaging and interesting.
Great to get book tips from an English professor. We've been getting to know our latest addition to the English department, Professor Izzy Wasserstein.
Glad you could join us for another episode in the Cal Talks podcast series. From Coyote Radio and Advertising in the College of Arts and Letters, I'm Kelly Cloquet on the campus of California State University, San Bernardino.